This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Craig Cassese. He is the Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Terabellum, part of the Acela Health family of companies based in Dublin, Ireland, offering premier pre-commercialization and market access expertise, supply chain logistics and distribution, and unique pharmaceutical financial solutions such as loan-based assistance to life sciences partners and other industry stakeholders. And Mr. Cassese, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's certainly our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, if you would, give our listeners some background on your work within Terabellum to kick things off today.
Yeah, sure. So we were established in late 2019. We saw that there was an unmet need in the marketplace, not only for providing financial support here in the U.S. and the reduction of drug costs on rare and specialty and orphan diseases, but we found that as the pandemic waned and the EU and UK began to open up, that there was definitely some unmet need for us to showcase our capabilities, both in supply chain logistics and management of and care coordination of products going from the manufacturers to the episode of care, but also providing pre-commercialization strategy support for the biotech and pharma manufacturers that are located in the UK. And we think that we can take our industry experience and what we've learned and been able to persevere and were successful with in the U.S., primarily because many of the principals here have a background in pharmaceutical promotion, to be able to support them in their exploration and approval, both with the EMA and FDA, as they commercialize and launch their products.
In addition, I also understand that the Acela Health family of companies recently announced Terabellum's plans for expansion into Germany and the United Kingdom. Will this expanded international footprint come with any additional services? And if so, will they differ from those offered in the U.S.? We'd love to hear your input on that.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it is a different market in both the EU and UK, because of the fact that there is an equal prevalence of both public and private payer health plans in Germany, and then almost an exclusive public offering of healthcare in the UK, which definitely changes the dynamic of how our management capabilities are offered and provided domestically in the US. And further from that, in our go-to-market strategy and consultations that we receive from healthcare experts in the EU, the capabilities that are provided are very striated in that what the unmet need may be in Germany significantly differs from let's say, the UK. And we found that in our go-to-market strategy that with Germany specifically, there seems to be some unmet need in regards to supply chain logistics and management in getting the products to the appropriate episode of care and ultimately to both the prescribers and the patients. Whereas in the UK, the socialized healthcare system is fairly buttoned up, and those unmet needs do not exist from a supply chain perspective. But yet what we do find is there's definitely a lack of consultative entities such as ourselves that can provide a breadth of experience and ability for us to provide strategy development, pricing development, and ultimately provide the clinical expertise to garner EMA and FDA approval. So you can see that the capabilities that we provide in the UK differ significantly from Germany. And then ultimately, as we do further expand in 23 and 24 into France and into Italy, those capabilities will be different as well.
Quite interesting, and some good feedback on that as well. Now, how will this expanded marketplace impact the scope of opportunities now available to pharmaceutical companies, and what impact will these services have on lives of patients with complex chronic conditions or rare diseases?
You know, the marketplace has changed such in that, you know, it was primarily treating diseases that were very commonplace, such as cardiac or diabetes. And then as we got into specialty, it would be inflammatory diseases, but basically diseases that a significant portion of the patient population experienced. And now we're getting into these rare diseases and gene cell therapies. And in that, now pharma can't just go to market with the standard playbook that they have previously. And they need entities such as ourselves that have significant background and expertise in the management and care coordination of these types of products. You know, our parent company, Acela Health, has significant experience in medical pharmacy management and rare and orphan diseases. And we've been able to incorporate a lot of the success that they've had into the independent capabilities that Terrabellum provides. But what it does allow us to do is utilize the experience that we've had throughout the whole family of companies and provide it as a one-stop shop in the EU and UK, which does make us very unique. We do overlap in two classes of trade from a distribution perspective, and then we also have a heavy clinical and commercialized background, so that either the drug companies can just choose one of the capabilities or a whole breadth of the capabilities, depending on the size of their organization and the needs that they have to go to market.
Certainly do appreciate the report on behalf of Terrabellum, a part of the Acela Health family of companies. Today we're speaking with Craig Cassese. He is the Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Terrabellum, once again a part of the Acela Health family of companies, based in Dublin, Ireland, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on from the specialty drug manufacturer's perspective, what are the advantages of accessing services from a robust resource that includes pre-commercialization to fulfillment programs with the ability to tailor services to individual unmet needs? Talk to us about that.
In a traditional model, it would not be unusual for a pharma manufacturer to potentially engage in 3, 4, even 5 different vendors for their go-to-market strategy, all having their own know-your-customer agreements, backgrounds, and ultimately engagement of partnerships. So you potentially can have a lot of stakeholders sitting at the table to get their product from development to commercialization. With our turnkey approach, it does allow the manufacturers a one-stop shop, essentially. And this piggybacks on the last question that you had, in that if the pharma manufacturer chooses to, they can take advantage of all of the capabilities that we have to allow for their products to be able to go from discovery to commercialization without having the administrative burden of having several different vendors at the same time. And at the same time, it allows them to navigate within our organization to be able to garner the deep payer market access, clinical and marketing expertise that we have, because we do have many different shops that can provide these levels of capabilities and commercialization strategy development.
Now, I also understand Terrabellum has extensive payer expertise within Europe. How does working with Terrabellum help ensure seamless product access for patients? Talk to us about that as well.
So if we look at some of the personnel that we have there, we've been able to tap into really the industry's best. I have personnel in Europe that actually their expertise has been specific in the EU and UK marketplace. So while we, you know, it's probably clear to the listeners now that we are fairly differentiated in the management of a product in the EU and UK versus the US, we now have the stakeholders at the table that can provide credible clinical knowledge as well as commercialization and supply chain knowledge relative to the EU and the UK. And I feel that differentiates us an organization, because I'm not just transplanting somebody from the US to then go into the EU and UK marketplace. But what also it does allow for is the manufacturer can take an outsourced model. So they can take a vendor such as ourselves that is not in-house, but we can still work alongside them as if we were internal personnel, because of the fact that all of us came from the pharma space, both small pharma as well as big pharma and all of the specialty organizations in between. It gives them the ability to utilize stakeholders that understand what it takes to get a product to market. And ultimately, since we sat on that side of the table, some of the nuances of working for a pharmaceutical manufacturer organization.
Really good to have had you on. And again, we thank you for this fine report. As we conclude today, and lastly, explain how Terrabellum services are offered as both an inclusive package or a la carte, if you would.
Yeah, you know, I think that the initial conversations that we have with pharma would really be to get to better know their understanding of what it's going to take to bring the product to market. We do have some clients that are, I wouldn't say they're naive to it, but certainly may not have understood all of the moving parts to get a molecule to approval and ultimately commercialization. But in those initial consultative meetings that we have, we assess where the unmet need lies, the gaps that exist, and ultimately their timing and goals to bring product to market. And from there, we provide an a la carte overview, an itemized overview of where those gaps exist, and then how we can complement that with the capabilities that we have. And in some cases, our recommendation would be for a full service model, but in other cases, it may just be a few different items to fulfill those gaps for them. But again, even if it's only two or three different of those capabilities, the allowance is that it's still under one vendor model without the administrative obligation to have to interface with several vendors to accommodate that unmet need.
Well, Mr. Cassese, we want to thank you for sharing your insights today. This is an interesting and important aspect of healthcare. I'm sure the listeners feel the same. Listeners, for more information, you can visit acellahealth.com for more information on Terrabellum, part of the Acela Health family of companies. And again, Mr. Cassese, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Craig Cassese, the Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Terrabellum, part of the Acela Health family of companies based in Dublin, Ireland, offering premier pre-commercialization and market access expertise, supply chain logistics and distribution, and unique pharmaceutical financial solutions such as loan-based assistance to life sciences partners and other industry stakeholders. And once again, to learn more, visit acellahealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.